You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Jimmy Graham's already earned a new nickname from his Bears teammates, the Terminator. And he said he wants to eventually retire as a member of the Chicago Bears. Welcome into the Locked On Bears podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Cox. I'm an analyst for Pro Football Focus, and I cover the Chicago Bears for Bears Wire. I'm here to bring you your daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. Today, we'll go a little more deep into Jimmy Graham's early success in this Bears offense and really get in a little bit into what makes him tick. We'll also touch on Cole Kmet's accelerated development thus far and what the Bears see from their second-round pick. And we'll wrap up with how Matt Nagy is handling some of these training camp practices, including both how he's keeping the energy high while also monitoring the veterans and not overdoing it. The one player receiving the most praise of any Chicago Bears players at training camp thus far is Jimmy Graham. And perhaps some of that is just the distinction between what they had at tight end last year compared to what they have at tight end now, with some legitimate talent there compared to the long list of injured players that left the position completely barren in 2019. But it's clear that he's been a very positive influence early on, and that his unique size and speed athletic ability combination is just unique to what the Bears have had at that position for quite some time in Chicago. Even though Jimmy Graham is still age 33, will turn age 34 during this regular season, he still has some stuff left in the tank, and particularly early on like this and in some of these practice situations is where he can shine in some of these one-on-one situations that aren't necessarily your normal full-team game-type situations. But as we talked about previously, Graham's value to this team comes off the field as well, with his mentorship for some of the younger players and some of the energy that he brings to this locker room. But he had some interesting thoughts about where this Bears offense stands and a little bit of what motivates him and what he's been through to help him get through this accelerated training camp, reduced non-existent preseason, and be ready for week one in another brand new offense.
You know, I mean, I've gone through kind of this being away from the team a few times in my career. If it wasn't the lockout year, then it was, it was the year I had a wrist surgery, or the year that, I held out. And all those times I came ready. So I came with kind of that approach to this offseason of, doing what I know best, and that's work. I had the ability to work, unfortunately, by myself for 6 months, So I knew that coming here, it was going to be the first time I got to meet my new brothers, and the first time I got to be able to work out around these guys. For me, I was just hungry to get back in here with the guys. It's a truly special time for me. I have a lot to prove. I have a big chip on my shoulder to do as best as I can with this new opportunity. I'm extremely blessed to be here with such a young group of guys that are so hungry. I know you guys aren't in this locker room, but you can feel the buzz, and you can feel the buzz in the building. There's no excuses. No one's looking around and saying, we got to do this, we got to do that. This organization has done a great job to keep us all healthy, to hold us all accountable, and to make sure on these off days that we're accountable so that we come in here and work. For me, this might be the most special time, because I want to retire here, and this is where I want to end it. And, there's only one way to end it. And hopefully that's a win in that final game.
You can really hear a lot of the leadership in the way Jimmy Graham speaks and carries himself. And you can hear a lot of the motivation shining through as a player that has had an increasing number of doubters, myself included, at this point in his career, given how things trailed off in Green Bay and a little bit in Seattle before that, now getting well over the hump in his NFL career, it's very good to hear that he feels like he has something to prove, because he has been in the past one of the best tight ends in the NFL. I mean, we saw the guy put up 1,300 yards one season and 16 touchdowns in another season and make the Pro Bowl a number of times throughout his career. And the last couple of seasons in Green Bay, not nearly as dominant. But the Bears clearly have a high level of belief in his ability. He, of course, has a high level of confidence in his own ability, but he's not just resting on that experience purely. It's helping him adjust to his fourth offensive coordinator in, or fourth offense in four years. He went from Seattle, then first year in Green Bay with Mike McCarthy. Then they fired Mike McCarthy, brought in Matt LaFleur for his second year in Green Bay, and now Chicago. He's been through a lot of change recently in his career, but that to me sure sounds like a guy who's really happy to be in Chicago, and the Bears definitely sold him on this opportunity, not only in the offseason, but really cemented that. It's been like three or four practices, and he's already ready to retire with the team someday down the line. It's just a matter of getting that Super Bowl ring at some point, which everyone on this organization is striving for. He's also been extremely valuable for the rookie tight end, Cole Kmet, and we'll get into some of the specifics of how Graham is helping him and how the tight end is coming along thus far next on Locked On Bears. What's been very valuable in helping me along through this quarantine we're all living through is Built Bars, because they truly are the best tasting protein bars ever. It's to the point where I have to limit myself to one a day, because otherwise I'll just go through them so fast, because not only are they incredibly delicious, they taste just like a candy bar. You cannot go wrong with any of their incredible flavors. But I gotta say, coconut and salted caramel are two of my favorites. But they're super high in protein, low calories, low sugar, low carbs, high fiber, all of the nutrient macros you want, and none of that extra garbage you don't need. It's one of those products you have to taste to believe. So we're gonna help you get your hands on some Built Bars. Go to BuiltBar.com and enter the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON, Locked On, for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Recent NFL history tells us it's difficult for rookie tight ends to be particularly productive in their first seasons. That transition from college to the pro level is tough when you start having to block NFL defensive ends and outside linebackers, and try and run routes and catch passes against NFL linebackers, safeties, and cornerbacks. It's all a difficult adjustment on top of learning a new offense and trying to adjust during COVID-19 for somebody like Cole Kmet. But the Bears have been very effusive in their praise for Kmet, and so has Jimmy Graham, too. I mean, Graham has really kind of taken over that mentorship role for Kmet to try and show him the ropes a little bit and help get him up to speed as quickly as possible so he can have that role in that number two tight end spot and really rotate a little bit around the offense. Now, Cole Kmet was one of the players who spoke to the media on Thursday, but he didn't have a lot of like really interesting things to say that I would include as a soundbite here, although he did say that when he was a kid, he had a Jimmy Graham jersey, and he was like 12 years old when he first kind of heard of Jimmy Graham coming on the scene, which has got to make Jimmy Graham feel particularly old, and maybe it makes you feel old as well. But I thought Matt Nagy pointed out some interesting things about their mentorship and how Jimmy Graham, away from the microphones, offered that same kind of praise for Kmet unsolicited.
You know, it's one of the things that Jimmy said to us within a few days of being here with him. The impression that Cole has made on Jimmy is, you know, he made some comments to me that are pretty impressive. I'm speaking about Jimmy, about Cole. And so again, until we actually see it on film, but we have a lot of different people that we see at different stages of their career, and being super early right now with Cole, you can see that there's a lot of ability, and he has an unbelievable mindset to be really good at playing the tight end position. Also too, with us moving him around, he's doing a great job mentally with some different things. And so whenever you have a guy with experience like Jimmy making comments like he has about Cole, it makes you feel good.
It's important to pay particular attention to what Matt Nagy said there, because he wasn't necessarily saying that Cole Kmet is dominating on the practice field thus far, just that he has all the talent, all the motivation, and a lot of the mental capacity to be a very good player. But a lot of what Matt Nagy was saying there was more so about Cole Kmet's potential than what he has actually done so far. And he said, we're still going to have to see him on tape and see him do these things when the live bullets start flying and when the regular season happens before they really start hyping him up and running away with it. So I just want to make sure we're not getting it too confused there about what Matt Nagy actually said and actually meant. But I think it does speak a lot to Jimmy Graham's mentorship and his experience there in terms of trying to identify this sort of talent in Cole Kmet. And I thought Graham was able to specify a little bit more and elaborate on what he sees in the rookie tight end.
First, his intelligence, his football intelligence, and, you know, his ability to soak in these plays and understand his assignments and, you know, understand football and defenses is extremely impressive for, a young kid who's, you know, doesn't have a game under his belt. That's been the most impressive thing that I can say I noticed with him. Also, you know, he's every bit of 260. You know, he reminds me of a young me, and, you know, he's got big legs and the amount of potential that the kid has and the amount of talent that he has is truly unbelievable.
Kmet said later that it was really cool for him to hear Jimmy Graham say that he reminds him of a younger Jimmy Graham. And, I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, that's a nice proposition for Cole Kmet. They don't quite have the same skill set just yet, but very early in Cole Kmet's career, and he was a guy who split time playing baseball in college as well. So there's some idea that some of his tight end potential could be tapped into a little bit more now that he is a full-time football player year-round. But again, a lot of the discussion is about potential and intelligence and how he's set up for future success. But we've seen across NFL history plenty of smart players with a lot of talent that, for whatever reason, don't necessarily pan out that exact same way. So I'm trying to stay cautiously optimistic about Cole Kmet and not put the cart before the horse here, considering he's been at practice for, what is it, 3 or 4 days in pads with an off day in here and has not played a regular season game. And the Bears are doing the same. They're still showering him with the necessary praise and everything you would expect at this point. But again, they're not saying he is directly dominating on the field just yet, more so reinforcing all of the reasons they think he can someday be a highly effective threat at the tight end position. And it feels like the combination of, you know, Matt Nagy's offense being tight end friendly, plus having Jimmy Graham as that mentor, and even Demetrius Harris in the building to take some of that pressure off of Kmet, be able to play a significant portion of those rotational tight end snaps. So it's not as though Kmet has to come in and be this overall dominant player or really lock down the position and be productive right away as a rookie. He doesn't have to be there, but he certainly can have as much opportunity as he wants to have that type of production. But like I said, rookie tight ends don't typically. And so I think it's important to understand Cole Kmet's potential, but also keep our expectations reasonable for his rookie season and hope that the combination of Graham and everything else going on will set up Kmet to be even more productive and reach more of that potential in subsequent seasons. But for now, especially with a shortened training camp and no preseason games, I have a feeling we're going to be doing more of the potential talk than the actual production talk this season, which is fine. It's not a knock on Cole Kmet at all. It's really going to be a difficult situation for any young player to accelerate their development and adapt quickly to the NFL. But Matt Nagy's doing what he can to make things a little bit smoother, keep the energy level and the intensity high, and maybe even try and simulate some of those in-game situations and keep guys from, you know, getting too caught up in any of the monotony of practice every day. Keep the intensity high, but also keep it loose and have fun at the same time. We'll explore some of the different things he's doing and planning to do in the near future next on Locked On Bears. One of the things Matt Nagy seems to be best at is letting his players have fun. within reason, of course, but, you know, we know Club Dub, but even just at practices, it seems like players are able to stay pretty loose and lighthearted and have a good time and get more out of practice as a result. And it seems like every year he sprinkles in a little few things here and there. Like we heard this year, Jimmy Graham and Cole Kmet have both been throwing footballs 40 and 50 yards downfield after they score some of their touchdowns and doing a little bit of celebrating in that regard. But the thing that really popped out on Thursday was a little competition Matt Nagy started with catching some punts by some players that definitely tipped the scales over 300 pounds.
As we, time is just going to start getting longer and longer here with some of these practices and what we're allowed to do with pads or no pads. And so for us, it's the ability for us to make sure that the competitive stuff, a lot of it is going to be more of game-like situations, maybe some live situational stuff, you know, similar type scrimmages, that sort of thing, as we start putting together the scripts as to when we want to do that. And so some of that stuff will be coming up here, which I think you guys will see. But then at the same time too, at the end of practice today, we used about 3 minutes of our practice time and just to keep it fun and lighthearted as we go and break up the monotony of the practice, we went ahead and shot a couple punts from the jugs up in the air. And I don't know if y'all saw that or not, but we had Akeem Hicks versus Afedi for that. And you know, there were some consequences there as to who catches it and who drops it. So I'll let them tell you who won that, but there was a winner. But so we did that for a couple minutes and then we got right back to special teams. But those are the type of things that we're doing certain times. There's no rhyme or reason as to when we do it, but it just keeps the guys, you know, keeps them loose. It keeps us having fun. And, you know, it's just something that we're going to continue to do.
It's a great example of just something little Matt Nagy can do that I think really endears him to his players. And it's just 3 minutes of practice time when everything is so limited at this point. They want to try and make the most out of every minute they can, but you can shave off 3 minutes here for the purpose of that sort of team building and energizing opportunity. Now, the winner, you can look on the Bears, I think, Twitter account, and they may have posted it on Facebook and YouTube as well, but they posted some clips of Ifedi and Akeem Hicks trying to land some of those punts, and both guys being 300-pounders, it's more difficult than you might initially think for them to track that ball in the air from the jugs machine, especially with no practice and just kind of thrown out there and trying to figure out where they're supposed to stand and all that. There were a lot of punts that hit the ground, but eventually it was Akeem Hicks who snagged one out of the air with a couple of hands kind of away from his body awkwardly, and that was the deciding factor. I never was able to determine what the stakes were, but it was Akeem Hicks who won. I'm guessing the offense had to run or do something else in that regard that the defense was able to sit out of. But I think it's effective leadership and effective coaching from Matt Nagy. Again, not wasting a bunch of practice time, but still getting some valuable opportunities there. Especially, I think, as we move forward, you're going to see Nagy continue to use that time as effectively as he can, particularly when it comes to some of the younger players versus the veterans. And based on what they're doing so far with Robert Quinn during this ramp-up period, I think we could expect some practices off, or at least some very limited and slowed down practices for some of the other veterans in the near future. I would expect like Khalil Mack, Danny Trevathan, and others to maybe get a little bit more time off so they can use those more valuable reps for some of the players that might need it more. Here's Nagy confirming that Robert Quinn doesn't have an injury and explaining a little bit of why he hasn't seen the field too much.
Just the complete ramp up. And no, he doesn't. I mean, for him, he's at a point right now where we just feel like with these vets, we want to do that. It's where we're at, and we'll slowly ease him into things. You'll start seeing more and more. We're just not there right now. So we're really excited for what he's going to bring to this defense. And, you know, the same with Khalil too. I think what you'll see as we get into this, there might be some other guys too that you slowly start seeing here in practice that you have. I don't know if you label it ramp up or ramp down days, but we'll start treating them as needed kind of individually.
It sort of sounds like this year's COVID version of not playing some of his starters in the preseason, or at least, you know, limiting them in a lot of the preseason games. Like, this is the equivalent of that, where, yeah, give Khalil Mack some practices off, or, you know, slow him down at some of the practices, because he doesn't need to be going hard right now. You know, give him a couple to kind of get going, and then Once he's ready for the regular season, he doesn't need to be doing this for a couple more weeks. You know, you just enough to keep him fresh and ready to go without overdoing it or risking anything. And apply that to a fairly significant list on defense. Does Eddie Jackson need that much more? Maybe to get used to some of the other players in his secondary. But Robert Quinn doesn't really need it. Danny Trevathan doesn't really need it. Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, even probably Allen Robinson, the main one on offense, that doesn't really need the full preseason experience, even though this is a smaller full preseason experience. But I also think specifically with Robert Quinn, I can't help but try and read between the lines a little bit there. And to me, the fact that he's treated as one of these ramp up, take it slow and easy veterans tells me that there are not a lot of plans to use him much in coverage as an outside linebacker. And he's going to line up at that position. He's replacing Leonard Floyd. But having been a 4-3 defensive end for most of his career, he has not been a guy that's been asked to drop back into coverage. And the Bears have talked about that as something they'd like to see him do. And he said he's open to learning and doing that sort of thing. But the fact that they're not trying to get him as many reps as possible out there and doing that sort of thing tells me it may be a few and far between, which is honestly a good thing. I mean, between he and Khalil Mack, ideally you don't want either one dropping into coverage all that much. And with as much nickel defense as you'll see, you know, that's four guys on the line of scrimmage, a four-man rush. You know, Akeem Hicks, Bilal Nichols, Khalil Mack, and Robert Quinn, you don't need any of them to drop back into coverage. You know, maybe in base defense you don't want to be rushing five every time. You know, so some of the opportunities you're in there, maybe you can get Barcavius Mingo in on some of those, do some different things, or maybe, you know, get him in some really simple zones or work some zone blitzes where you could even drop a defensive lineman into coverage. There's a lot of different things you can do, but this kind of tells me that, hey, they're not going to try and force Robert Quinn into some of those situations where he's not going to be comfortable. Maybe you can kind of work on it as the season goes on and expand that role, you know, from week to week, but for now, there's no reason to force it. There's no reason to try and, you know, risk any extended injury or, you know, increase that risk in any way, shape, or form, especially when you have young guys on the depth chart at a lot of these positions, and outside linebackers included. You know, you want more opportunities for James Vaughters and Isaiah Irving to take some of those steps forward and honestly compete with Barcavius Mingo to be that number three outside linebacker, but even offer that fourth player in that rotation that maybe can get some snaps, and certainly you want them ready to go if there's going to be an injury at that position. You want as much development as you can from some of those younger guys, because the depth at outside linebacker isn't particularly deep or experienced at this point, but there's some real potential there from those guys, and no need to give Khalil Mack and Robert Quinn all those training camp preseason snaps if they can be pretty well ready to go for week one after just a few practices. I know I'm ready for week one to be here, but I hope you'll stick with us through the rest of training camp for all of your daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. And the best way to keep up with all of it is to subscribe to Locked On Bears wherever you get your podcasts. If you enjoy the show, I'd appreciate it if you'd help us out by sharing it with one friend, one fellow Bears fan who could use a little bit more Chicago Bears talk in his life, be a little bit more informed about the team, and really get ready for this strange regular season. And more than anything, you can tell that fellow Bears fan that the podcast is always a great opportunity to bear down.